Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Should have had a turkey. I should have had a turkey.
Yeah, maybe.
Wake up, Hollywood. How are you, Eddie Pence?
Last week would have been better turkey.
Well, that's true.
It's kind of over now.
Would have been cool if I had a turkey, period.
But I wasn't here.
How was your Thanksgiving, speaking
of
turkey?
Good. Yours?
Did you go back east?
No, I went up north to San Francisco.
Who's in San Francisco?
The in-laws.
The in-laws.
The in-laws.
Well, did your family fly out, or was it just hanging
with
the in-laws?
Just in-laws.
That's cool. Did you cook?
Yeah, I cooked turkey.
You cook the turkey?
Yeah. What's, it doesn't take much to cook a turkey.
Well, it's just about, you have to like watch it. You have to like
spin
it.
I don't.
Really?
Why do you spin it?
Just so it doesn't burn the skin. Do you put like
You get one of those turkey bags, the big plastic turkey bags, put it in there, throw some butter on top of it, throw it in the oven for 2.5 hours at 450.
Look at you.
And that's it. There's nothing to
it. Man, you are the turkey expert.
It's the easiest thing in the world to cook.
Well, Bonnie always uses like a cheesecloth. I know this is crazy.
That's too much. You don't need all that.
But it came out perfect. I mean, it was
mac and cheese is harder to cook than a turkey.
That's what she cooked this year. And my dad did a turkey roll. Have you ever done a turkey roll?
No.
He took like two turkey breasts, he and my brother, and then they put like shallots and all kinds of mischief in there and rolled it up, tied it up. It was actually awesome. I've never had that before, so we decided to just do bunch of turkey breasts, so it was dope.
Yeah, there you go.
Lots of good food.
That's nice.
Did you eat some pie?
I did have pie. Pumpkin pie, chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie. That's not a traditional pie for Thanksgiving. Was it cold? Was it cold in San Francisco? Must have been a little cold.
Actually, it wasn't. It was like 65.
Oh, that's right, because it was like 90 degrees
here.
Yeah,
it was really mild up there. I thought it was going to be colder.
Huh.
But, I don't know.
Colton had a good time?
Yeah, he always does.
You dress him up like a little pilgrim?
No.
Why not? Did you watch a lot of football?
Yeah,
how are you doing in fantasy football? Because I'm not doing well.
I do the pool every week. So you can win money
every week. I'm in first place in my league. Man.
There you go. How many people?
First time in 3 years. Well, it's not that many. It's only 12 people.
That's a lot of people in a league. 12
really?
People?
I think that's like really low because we've always had 10. So it's like 8 people make the playoffs. So it's like really it's easy to do. But you know what? Last year, the 8th seed beat the number 1 seed in the playoffs, so I'm worried. I'm like, am I peaking too early?
You have no control over it. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I know. Well, it's also like, you know how it stops after week 13.
Well, yeah, because if people start benching people.
Right. And then that sucks because your star players could be benched in, you know, games 14 through 16.
That's why they have the playoffs set up that way.
Yeah, but it sucks. It still sucks.
So...
But yeah, man. Yeah, I'm happy to be back with you, bro. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
I've been missing you, man.
No,
you
haven't.
I have.
No,
dude, we're like chips, man. I'm Ponch and you're John.
Which chips? The good TV show or the shitty movie?
Good TV show. Oh, the movie was bad. Actually, I haven't even seen it. Speaking of movies, I saw Justice League today.
Oh, that's too bad.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Garbage.
Scale 1 to 10.
3, 2.
I gave it a 5. Only for the special effects, but my God.
Special effects were terrible.
Yeah, but, oh, man.
Steppenwolf looked terrible.
Yeah, there are a lot of parts of that movie that were... you know what? Honestly, do you know how much it took to make that movie?
They're losing money on it.
That
movie... It was like $300 million, wasn't it?
That's what I thought. I think it was $300
million. It's terrible.
I don't know.
The only cool part of that movie was the one part where you saw the Green Lantern die and his ring shot off into space. That was the only cool part of that movie.
That was cool. I thought the best
part of that movie...
was the song that Gary Clark Jr. did at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He did Come Together, the Beatles, Beatles tune. I thought that was bitching. But, yeah, man, it was kind
of
crazy.
Well, half of it was shot by, what's his face?
Snyder.
And then Joss Whedon came in and took over and did a bunch of reshoots.
I thought it was somebody else directed it.
Joss Whedon.
Oh, he did it? Yeah, it's
He came in and did a bunch of reshoots, and he tried to interject some of that like Marvel Universe humor into it. And like the jokes, just every joke fell flat.
And not only that, like I felt like I was watching like 12 different movies.
And then, well, because it's just a fucking clusterfuck. And then like that part where Superman comes back alive, because Henry, what's his name?
Cavill,
he's filming Mission Impossible 6, and he has a mustache.
Oh.
And Paramount wouldn't let him shave the mustache to do reshoots for Warner Brothers. So they had to CGI out his mustache. That's why when he first comes back to life and he's holding Batman up by the throat over Metropolis, his upper lip looks weird because he has a mustache. And
that's had funny.
Because Paramount would not let him shave the mustache for like 3 days of reshoots.
I noticed it on the opening shot more than I noticed.
That's where, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it was just, you know what, it's like you have like all these like pretty decent actors and actresses, and you have this.
It's because they
so bad.
They went and they tried to cram this whole movie, the whole universe together in three movies.
Right.
Marvel's been doing it for a decade.
But I thought, because, did you see Wonder Woman? I thought Wonder Woman was like the best DC movie I've seen in years.
What's that saying? It's like,
but I mean, it was
all the other DC movies are crap.
Yeah, I know, but at least it was like I was like, oh, this is
it was good. This is a good movie.
Yeah, so I had hope for Justice League. I'm like,
I did.
Oh, they just came off of that. You just knew they were gonna mess.
Because you cram in five new characters into a movie.
Yeah, it was.
That's why Marvel worked out so well. They took the long road and set every character up, and then they put them together, and then you can now you know everybody. That's why you can have fun with a movie like Thor Ragnarok, and you can like just play around and have a good time.
That was a great movie.
It was fun.
We have a guest that's coming on the show, Jack Yang. He was actually in the movie. He was in Justice League. He was in one of the scenes where he's like the Asian guy that's asking Lois Lane about what her source was. Do you remember that? Where he's like, "What was your source on this?" And she was like,
"Oh yeah, I think so."
And he just has like three lines, but I mean, he made him count. I mean, he was in the movie and he did some cool stuff. But man, it's like it's almost a bummer that that movie couldn't have been, you know, made better. And especially, there's no excuse with that budget. They had the advertising budget. They had the cast. They had all. I mean, all those things were there. But it's just, man, it was just
too much of a hodgepodge.
I mean, it just got comical to the like it was like. But on a side note, I did see, have you seen Coco?
No.
Coco was fantastic, and I also saw the movie Wonder. Fantastic movie. Totally different thing altogether. But are you getting ready for Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. I got my tickets.
When are you going?
Wednesday or Thursday night.
I'm going Thursday, 11:30.
I'm going at 10.
I'm going to text you all everything that happens in the movie.
I'm going at 10.
I'm going in the morning.
Why are you going in the morning? On Thursday morning?
Yeah, I'm going for the first showing. Dude, I thought you'd be there.
No, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up to see Star Wars.
What do you mean? You're not up by 11:30?
I want to be at night.
What? Well, maybe yours. Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be awesome. It's the first one.
Okay.
You know people are going to be dressed up.
People, well, I don't know.
You going to dress up like Han Solo? Maybe. I know you are. I know you are.
They won't let you take blasters in anymore. It's not fun.
They wouldn't let you take it in? That's because
you can't take a blaster in anywhere anymore.
You know, things change, man.
It's terrible.
It's terrible, right?
It's a shitty world.
It is, but you know what? It's all good. Anyways, I think our special guest has arrived. We the Dreamers. How are you guys? That's loud.
Audience.
That's loud. That studio audience. We're going to hush them down a little
bit.
Yeah,
shut them up.
So why don't you guys introduce yourselves one by one? Because I only know you as a group right now.
Right.
So, Mike, I know you, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
Name is Mike. I go by stage name Cassius. So this is the first public appearance under this stage name of Cassius.
I like it.
Yeah, that's my professional name. And over here we got my buddy, my other half of the band.
My name is Ethan, and that is also my stage name.
Awesome. Oh. He was like, I'm going to do the stage name. Like, I'm going to go with my real name.
I was nervous. I thought he was going to introduce me. I didn't have my spotlight. Yeah.
I think you should give him a stage name.
No, maybe Ethan is a stage name. It's not the same Ethan. Ooh. It could be a different Ethan.
A good name.
Get this. So. His name is Ethan Rose. I didn't think that was his real name when I first met him.
That's a good name.
It sounds like a made-up rock star.
Yeah, that is. That is. Like Axl Rose is a made-up rock star name.
Is it? My uncle.
It is.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Bullshit.
Your uncle's
really?
Name is Axl Rose?
I'm serious.
Yeah, Axl Rose is your uncle?
He's... Yeah.
No. Are you messing with me?
I'm messing with you.
Okay, good.
Really your uncle's name?
No.
Okay.
Well, I just found out a friend of mine...
we're all living lies right now.
Well,
do you know
joke.
Anyone named Axl?
I just realized a friend of mine was the niece of David Cassidy. And her last name was Cassidy, but I never knew. I was like, just never assumed just, the connection. Cassidy. Yeah. It's like, and then I found out when David passed that she's the niece. And I'm like, that's what? Cool. So I can't say that, you know, it wasn't hard for me to.
It's true. It's not out of the question.
You know?
Yeah.
You should have said illegitimate child. So how did you guys meet?
We met on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
It's the 21st century. That's how people meet nowadays. So we had an honest connection on Facebook.
And you're like, dude, I want to play. What kind of music do you play?
Like, how'd you meet on Facebook? Did you like someone like one of your guys' comment? Like, no, your comment, he liked your comment? Or
there's a group online. It's like a musician's referral group.
Oh, it's like a Craigslist type situation.
Yeah, he posted an ad. And
yeah, I posted an ad, and I just, like, I wanted to start, like a super group kind of thing. And I had, like, all these different references of, like, the kind of music I wanted to play with other people. And then I was thinking, like, 5-6 people in this band. And then he responds, and then he convinced me to just, like, have it a duo. Like, and that's brilliant because...
Like, no, don't get too many people.
Do a Daft Punk thing, like your sweatshirt.
That's right. You noticed, Eddie.
Yeah, I noticed.
Man.
I'm hip.
You are hip. I'm pretty hip.
We saw
that.
You guys. We're like, you guys are a duo. Maybe we should do kind of what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you, if we were Batman and Robin, who'd be Batman and who'd be Robin?
Well...
I mean, it's a loaded question.
It's obvious, isn't it? Anyway, next topic.
It is a loaded question. Andy's got the Batman.
It's gonna get real uncomfortable.
Andy's got the Batman outfit. I already knew my role. I just wanted to.
I don't know. You actually kind of look like the actor that played Robin.
Oh,
which one?
I don't know.
Which Robin?
I've seen a picture of Robin, and
well, there's been several Robins.
Resemble a Robin.
That could be a Robin.
I love Robins.
Yeah, Robins are good.
Robins are good.
Everybody loves Robins. The girls like Robin more than they like Batman.
I love Robin.
And the boys like Robin more than they like Batman.
Everyone likes Robin.
Robin Gastation.
Robin Gastation.
He wears pantyhose.
Yeah. I like Robin.
I was like, I don't know that character. Oh, wait a minute. Robin Gastation. He's the funny man.
That's an interesting last name. Gastations. Axl Rose, Robin Gastations. You know.
Love it.
Are you guys on Facebook Live, right?
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live.
Oh, I didn't know your Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live.
Our moms are probably watching.
Should we tell people to tune into the Facebook Live?
Yeah, tune in to Wake Up Hollywood on LA Talk Radio.
Channel 2.
And then turn down your audio on the Facebook Live.
And then listen to this online. So they
but watch it on
online.
Facebook. Don't listen to it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, just
listen
watch
to them. It on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, you don't want to look at my profile, like my nose, just the whole time. You want to just
don't look at Ethan's face while we're doing this.
Be nice,
put
guys.
Put like a black strip of tape on like the right side of the screen.
All right, so you put a post and you said, I want to do this supergroup.
Uh-huh.
And then you said...
And he said, screw supergroup.
Yeah,
it's just going to be us.
It's going to be two guys.
That's kind of like our relationship. Like, you bring something big to the table, and then I
and you're like,
over, and
settle
I'm
down.
Like, I'm right, like, exactly. I see it, but nah, let's just destroy it and rebuild it. Well,
your idea's stupid. I'll take
it.
It's
kind of like Eddie and I.
Yeah, and somehow it works really well.
It works, though. Like,
I think that's all good partnerships, to be honest.
For sure, yeah.
You have to do that.
Yeah, I'll take ideas, and I'll... like have some idea in my head of how it should sound, and then he's like, "No, man, let me mess around with it."
Dude, that's totally our dynamic. Eddie.
He actually knows how to play. I barely play a few instruments, even though I've been playing most of my life. But like, you could just tell him any song right now, you could request it, and he could play it.
Journey,
the Fall Guy.
Journey,
the TV theme song. Fall
Don't
Guy.
Stop Believing. Let's hear it. Oh, putting him on the spot. That's all right. I'm just
the Benny Hill theme.
Shameless self.
Benny Hill theme.
The Benny Hill theme. I play,
Yakety Sax. It's called Yakety Sax.
Dude, big shout out to Ronan for making that piano sound like $1 million.
Exactly. And if you were watching on Facebook Live, you couldn't hear any of that.
Yeah. You just hear like...
That's why you have to tune to LA Talk
You know what's
Radio.
So funny? I totally posted the DJ that plays with NK Band. He did an interview and he was like scratching and he was scratching his ass off. And I'm like, dude, you guys got to check this out because I'm hearing it. And then you just hear nothing. Just literally.
Going to town, which
I mean,
so
it's so.
Sad.
I was like, oh, you got to tune into the
so
show.
Sad. So,
so anyways, let's get to a song. Let's just jump in.
Cool,
let's not even waste any more time.
You guys want to hear our newest single that's releasing on Friday?
Oh, you don't want to save that for the end?
Oh, or Or you mean like...
I don't know. Like, are you going to play live? You guys are all set up.
These are all world premieres, right?
I already played like the first two measures.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's do it. Let's do whatever that was.
Yeah.
Cool. Right.
Is that the first single?
The next single. Well, we released this EP in August.
Nice.
Everybody on Facebook already knows this. I don't know why. It's just like...
I love it.
Watching right now, so...
Here's the album.
Yeah. It's called We All Need Time. It's got 7 songs.
We All Need Time. We the Dreamers... We All Need Time. And what's the name of the song?
This is our newest song. It's coming out on Friday. It's called The World Chokes Up.
Oh, so right. It's not on the EP.
It's not on the EP. That's what I was just noticing.
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here
World
goes.
Premiere. Right. World premiere.
The song is about my muse.
Ethan?
Yeah. No, the band Muse.
Oh, yeah, the band right. Muse. Got it.
There you go. All right. Mm-hmm.
Of your eyes in my head, I played it over and over again. I watch you change every day, can be the sweetest chase. Now I have at least 100 times that I could reference a face. I'm balanced on the edge of the world. She finds life in the sun, and where the world chokes up, I think I love her. She was eclipsed, I was starved. Oh, I could tell that she needed the sun. She helped me see bit of myself is falling in line. LTR has shown me what it's like. Dreams on your future path. Now everything is yellow and lilac. As I'm balanced on the edge of the world. That's where I found my girl. Finds life in the sun, and where the world chokes up, I think I love her. World. That's where I found my girl. You know she finds life in the sun, and where the world chokes up, I think I love her. I think I love her.
Listen to the band Keen.
Keen.
Do you know Keen?
No.
You gotta check out Keen. Very Keen influence.
Keen influence. Okay, Keen. I'll check out Keen.
Someone only you know? You know, maybe that's
Keen. Oh, I know that song. Yeah. I love it.
Great band. Great band. I've seen them a couple times. They're solid. You guys sound like just like them.
Oh, thanks, man.
With a different vibe.
Well, it's only two of them.
But that's how they are, too. There's
Keen two people?
Well, it's a whole band, but it's really two people. Mm. It's like they have the other instruments, but really the band is just two people.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they haven't been around for a little bit because
right, that one song came out.
Like, yeah, the singer had like a bad drinking problem.
Oh no,
okay. Should sorry. Just be keen instead.
Yeah, yeah, just say you're keen. Great. No, I loved it. I loved the arrangement. Beautiful. Oh, thanks, man. It was awesome. Appreciate you very nice. Much. So you guys got together, and when did you make this record?
Oh, we started I think last December. When we decided we were gonna start recording it, because we were December. Like, we gotta make an EP. How many songs? We were thinking like 10 song album, then we were thinking like 4 song EP, and we just kind of split the difference. So made 7 songs, and we finished it in June.
7's that funny number where it's like not an EP and not an LP. It's
I know.
It really should be, there should be something else. Maybe we should make it up. Maybe it's a double EP. Like why don't we call it a double EP?
EP.
You know what? EEP, that would actually be its own thing. If it's EPP. A double, because there's a double LP. And there's an EP.
Is there a double LP?
Yeah, there is. Ah. Yes, there's a double LP.
It's a EP.
But an double EP is not in existence.
You heard it here.
I like it. See that, Eddie?
Good morning, all.
We are revolutionizing the times.
Yeah. Yeah. Things have definitely changed.
The music industry, guys.
I felt the shift.
So now, for the record, are you doing it with a whole band, or is it still just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
We write and produce everything ourselves. So
wow.
This, all these songs, we wrote them all, produced them all, and then we had our good friend Max Allen at the Outpost Recording Studio to kind of do some finishing touches on
some
the mixing.
Mastering. Okay.
Yeah, and then we sent it out to this guy we trust named Bruce Templeton.
Bruce.
And we do our mastering through him. But the new song that we're releasing on Friday, The World Chokes Up, that's 100% us.
That's
except for
awesome.
Mastering, of course.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you did it in like a home studio style?
Yeah, my studio apartment.
That's
so it's like
awesome.
A studio within a studio.
Yep.
So it's a studio.
The studio.
It's studio.
Studio. Yeah.
We got it.
You like that? And he's like, I hate your
We put it together. We put it together before.
See? Yeah. He's the one that exactly crashes down on my ideas. But you know what? That's why we love him.
That's why I'm sitting next to him.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. See, it's not a coincidence.
It's definitely a divide.
There's a perfect parallel here. Except we're still bonded by our color of sweatshirts.
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to say color of skin.
Well, you know. Let's be honest. that's not in the cards for Eddie and I. All right, so you made this record, and did you guys argue while you were making the record?
All the time. No, we've like,
not really.
We've had like different opinions, but we just like trust each other's artistic input so much that we're just like, all right, cool. If you believe that, that's the way it is.
Again, it was a big process of Mike coming up with a concept, me coming over and just shitting on
making
it
better. Shitting on it and then making it better.
No, it's saying, I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate the efforts. I see the good stuff in it. I really do.
Why don't you go pick up a pizza?
why don't you leave the house for a little bit?
Go leave, and I'll do my thing. But it's kind of, I mean, you know.
Yeah. See, I have a six-piece band, and the first two records, We would fight.
Right.
And now
so
it's like,
opinions.
I'm like, guys, come in, track, and then leave. And then I will just do the rest and see it through and
see what all the engineering
because you just
producing.
It's so hard. You have so many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah. That's why I always ask because,
for sure,
man, everybody has opinions. You have so many people that are like, you know, want to change it. Or even if it's like a mix thing or an arrangement thing or a guitar solo, it's like,
see, and Mike's really good at, I start to go overboard, and then I lose it, and he's really good at saying, okay, you're doing too much, you got to strip back now, this is what's working, this is what's not working, so it's a really good collaborative effort.
Right, yeah, it is.
So you both cut each other down, is what you're saying.
Yeah. We're both very passive.
We're both like kicking each other's legs out from the other person.
Yeah, exactly.
What's weird is that you didn't have a friendship or anything before you started collaborating.
Yeah, we just
that's great. That's what's interesting.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, the best dating relationships happen because you're friends first. And so basically, I'm saying we're destined to fail.
I was like, wait, where is this going?
It's like, wait a minute.
Are you asking me out?
Dude, Ethan, will you marry
me? It'd be awesome if he just started proposing to you right now. I'd be like, wow, this is a real moment. I didn't
I'd be like, I guess I'll leave my wife for you. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, Aerosmith, you know, the band Aerosmith.
Oh, I love Aerosmith.
Do you know how Joe Perry and Steven Tyler met?
No.
Steven Tyler went to this diner and he ordered French fries and they were the best French fries he had ever had. And he was like, I gotta meet the man who cooked these French fries. because they're that good. He went back to the kitchen. It's Joe Perry.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Wait, Joe Perry ordered French fries and Joe Perry was cooking the French fries?
Well, Steven Tyler was ordering the French fries. When he just ruined my story.
No,
Eddie got it. That's because we're here. We're here, Eddie.
He just robbed the world of good French fries, though. That's the problem.
I know. You know what? He kind of did.
Yeah.
Kind of did.
And then we get that Armageddon song. Ugh.
Oh, man.
But at least
that the only,
some, yeah, we got some stuff
the
before
only
that.
Song Aerosmith did that Steven Tyler didn't write?
I don't know.
I think what the story I heard was like he didn't want to do the song because all the other songs they write, but then he like saw a clip from Armageddon of his daughter like crying in this emotional scene, and then he's like, all right, yeah, I'll do it.
He's like, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it, man.
Damn you, Liv Tyler. Damn it.
That's awesome. So are you guys playing any shows live yet?
Yeah, we have a show coming up on Saturday. Unfortunately, it's an exclusive event.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? We're not invited? Is that how it goes?
It's in his studio apartment.
Yeah. Doing a private show to my stuffed animals in his studio apartment. Really.
What's the event? Is it a CD release or anything like that?
We're kind of making it like our single release show, but it's on a rooftop at this big house in Malibu. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great. They're like the water's right there.
You can say Axl Rose's house. It's okay.
Yeah, it's Axl Rose.
We already kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah,
Uncle Axel's house.
Ethan's dad, Axl Rose.
Well, that's a crazy way to start your career. Like,
yeah, it'll be great.
Let's do our first show on a rooftop in Malibu.
Right. Yeah.
Let me tell you, all bands. Don't start there. Let me tell you this, too. Sure. It's all downhill from there.
So this is the peak. Enjoy it.
Is it a catered event?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, awesome. Nice. Yeah, very catered.
Will there be
beanbags?
Lady folk roaming around?
There will be many a lady folk.
And will the beer be flowing like wine?
It'll be flowing like water.
Like the salmon of Capistrano?
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be flowing like the LA River.
So let's play something from the record. What are you guys what do you want to play from the record?
We're thinking, you want to play Crystal?
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first song on our EP. This song is called Crystal. And it's about
meth.
sexism in Hollywood.
Actually. Ah, yeah. Sexism. Here we go. Crystal.
Try to pop, he pulls you up to the stars. You've grown rich, it's in your blood. Learn from who you've loved. Don't you miss how the seasons change? Back home they give you up. Crystal, you're made of gold. If you give it to me, I'll never let it go. This time gets in my head. What I think I need is never what I have. We tried to be angels, got lost in the dust. Angel itself serving your blood. Everything crystal turns into gold. It's never enough. I want my friends to give you up. It's not enough to break my trust. You throw me down time again and teach me to get back up. Bittersweet scent of physical love. Your blue man will fill our cups. Local riches, we watch you cry. You're more jaded as the years go by. Crystal, you're made of gold. If you give it to me, I'll never let it go. This time gets in my head. What I think I need is never what I have. We tried to be angels, got lost in the dust. Angel itself serving your blood. Everything crystal turns into gold. It's never enough, I'm so sore.
Yeah. Woo. You know, I was just thinking, everybody that's Facebook Live and just sees this live.
Oh, yeah, we're just like
grooving the silence.
That's why we told them to tune in to LA Talk Radio and just watch.
Listen to LA Talk Radio.
That's right.
It's their own dumb fault.
But you know what? You know, we should have all been slow dancing together. That would have really made it.
We should have started a circle. And
Kumbaya. Let's do it.
We should have just covered up the camera lens and let everyone just wonder what's happening.
Yeah.
Hey. Ooga.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
That's more appropriate.
Well, you know, like, ooga. Like,
yeah. No.
That's just a random sound effect.
You're
trying
to
you're trying to shoehorn into a sex reference.
No, it's definitely like a ooga. It's like a car with a headlight.
That has nothing to do with sex.
You got it.
Boing.
It's like the mask.
Boing is a direct sex reference.
Ooga is more out.
Ooga is not. But you can just play any random sound effect and go,
ooga is like seeing a girl, a really curvy girl walk by.
And
you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Right. See?
Settle down, Roger Rabbit.
That was pretty.
Let's give it up.
I like that. I like that, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. I give it up for curvy girls.
So you guys are doing, is this, are you guys going on a tour or anything? Are you going to do
a little coastal? Love to. Nothing planned right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
The early days.
I mean.
I like that.
That's the goal. We've been in the studio a lot lately, the past few months. And so we're like, I guess the past year. And so we have a lot of, like a handful of songs we're mixing right now that we're about ready to release throughout the spring. And so we're focusing on live stuff right now, getting all that together.
Have you guys performed live a lot or no?
No.
Not so much.
Yeah, we want to. We're really itching to. And so we have a band together. We're starting to rehearse and we got some potential stuff coming up.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know what? There's something in the beginning that is awesome about doing just this, like couple shows. Like, maybe it's like one or two, and they become events.
Right.
There's something about that. Like, you'll never go back to that place. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing like the first formative
the energy
parts.
Of it.
Yeah.
The most important people.
Because you have so many people coming out for the curiosity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I wonder how this is going to turn out. Oh, you know, they've been talking about this. Oh, they've been working on this for so long.
And that's what friends have told me, too. They see us, like, working constantly and posting content. They were working on stuff, but they haven't.
But we never play.
I know.
Well,
but they don't know what we're actually doing.
You know,
from
my experience, like I remember playing out acoustic, and it was like the first band show. I didn't know when we were ready. I was like, you know what? Let's rehearse, rehearse. So that's got to be a part of it too. It's like you want it to be at this certain standard for when you do present it. You
know
what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, because we want it to be the standard that we like record our music at.
Yeah.
Because we want to, you know, we're gonna have to do some tracks. We're gonna have to have multiple musicians. You know. Doing a lot of work because to like replicate some of the stuff that we do. So.
And also it's like you guys did a lot of production on the recording stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool and it's almost a little bit hectic too when it's like you're trying to realize all those parts, you know, to create them to have that same vibe.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, this moment of panic where you're like, oh my God, how are we going to do that live?
Yes.
And it's like, well, I can try to do six things, but it's like, you can't. So you have to find the...
Well, Eddie's available. He's got two hands.
Yeah, I can...
Excellent. That's all we need.
I can do tambourine.
What is it? That's the instrument you choose, not triangle or...
No,
that's
the obvious one to go with.
We need someone to set up the fog machine.
I'll do that.
That'll
do it.
He'll fog you up.
All right. Need someone to, like, steam up the venue.
Yeah, Eddie. Hey, how you doing, huh?
See, now you've, like, was that about sex? I don't...
Maybe. Anyways, let's get to another live performance.
Cool,
You guys got all these instruments. I don't want you to not play because that's why you're here, right, Eddie?
And it's for the Facebook Live people.
Eddie, why don't you do the intro? You could tell Eddie what song you guys are playing.
Well, aren't they doing... Wouldn't that be the intro?
I don't want to step on your
take
toe.
It away.
Well, you know, they'll whisper it into the microphone and then
hey,
Eddie...
Guys.
Hey, guys.
This is a song called Time.
Time!
If we go before we get lost, how will we know if our time has run out? Do you think it makes best to get it all out? It's the place that your mind gets lost. Time we lose our lives. If we had more time, I think we would have tried. We live in this place, we're stuck in routine, but we all need to see how.
how you dream. Just give it to the world. Just give it to the world. Cause it's a beautiful thing that you do. It's a beautiful thing that you do. Your dreams down to see. Live for your heart and it will always be. We all need time, we lose our lives. If we had more time, we think we would have tried. Find your truth and let it come out. Use that time to express your doubt. Just give it to the world. It's a beautiful thing that you do. It's such a beautiful thing that you do. Oh, you fall hard, fight on. Oh, the pressure you become diamond.
It's not done yet. Here's the exclamation point. Two exclamation points at the end.
Can I get a boing? Can I get a boing?
Hey. Mm. You can if you sit on Eddie's lap. Hey. Yeah. Just kidding. Just kidding. Awesome. Like, that was awesome. Very. You guys are into Coldplay?
I love Coldplay.
Man,
Coldplay. My favorite
so
band.
So good.
Have you seen them at the Rose Bowl?
Man, I saw them at the Troubadour.
Oh, I own the Rose Bowl.
Damn. When was
you
that?
You do not. You want to know something cool? Bowl. I'm going to tell you something really cool. At the last Rose Bowl show, so I have a horn section that I've been playing with for about 8-9 years. Mm-hmm. And they play with Timberlake a lot. So I'm at the Rose Bowl show. I didn't check their Instagram or anything. And Chris Martin brings them out. And they played a whole acoustic set. They played like 3 or 4 songs with them.
Yeah.
So we go backstage, and my girlfriend and brother are with me, and we're like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And we get into this little after party. My girlfriend looks around, no Chris Martin. She's like, all right, let's go home. I was like, damn.
It sounds about right.
But it was awesome just to see that, you know, guys that I've known forever playing this. And they played the Rose Bowl with Timberlake a bunch of times. So I was like,
that's incredible.
Man. So Coldplay is one of my favorite bands.
Me too.
That was a very Coldplay influence.
Nice to hear.
Too.
Yeah. I love them. I've loved them since.
Did you see them at the Rose Bowl recently?
Oh, yeah. So I saw them last year. Then they extended the tour another year. I didn't get to see them this last time because I was out of town. But, like, seen them up in Northern California where I'm from. I saw them at Twisted Logic Tour back in 2005.
Yeah. Was that your first show?
First Coldplay show.
First time I saw them was at the El Rey. And then I saw them at the.
What was that?
That was years ago.
Was that like...
I've been
so that was like 17 years ago. It was like Parachutes.
I think. Yeah, it was right after Parachutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. I've seen that band. I've seen them and John Mayer go from a very small artist into world phenomenons, which is pretty cool. I love that part of the band. You're a huge Pearl Jam fan. Did you ever see like really small shows?
No.
Way to kill
the
dream.
Out of the conversation. Anyway,
let's talk about your band name real quick. Obviously, it means We the Dreamers. I'm just curious because I was like, how did you come up with that name versus just the Dreamers?
Well, I think there's already a band called the Dreamers, but I didn't know that until after I thought of this.
Yeah, I think there is a band called the Dreamers, right?
And I think they're actually pretty successful. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Really? Oh, the
sorry,
Dreamers?
I think so.
Yeah.
Look at you, 80s trivia guy.
I did have like a couple other names.
If only I had this little computer in my hand that could find things out.
And one in front of you. But I went through a few different names before I decided on that one.
What was some of the other ones? Let's talk about the outtakes.
I even made websites. A website for a band name called Arcade Olympics.
Nice. Not bad.
Cool.
Not bad.
The Never Ending Sky.
Ooh, that's
good.
And
I actually released track number 5, Wiser, under that name before. And
so you should sue yourself.
I know, I should.
That comes later when you guys are arguing.
Right. And I think there was one other name, but then I was during the political season of early 2016, which we're not going to talk about, I was just feeling inspired. I was just like feeling motivated and inspired, and then I was on a walk one night. And then it just like popped in my head, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna like change my website, my email, and like everything."
And he was on board.
I mean, Donald Trump inspires me a lot.
us all, especially artists.
Right, exactly.
It was like 2 months before I met Ethan.
It's true.
Yeah.
We have an update with the Dreamers name. Go ahead.
Yes, there is a band called the Dreamers.
Yeah. We are.
That's it? No background info? No years? Nothing?
They don't have a Wikipedia page, so they're not that big.
How many monthly listeners do they have on Spotify?
They have an album out August 26, 2016.
All right, so they're...
And the album is actually called This Album Does Not Exist.
Ooh.
It's like System of a Down, Steal This Album.
Mm. That sounds like the dream has been broken.
So you guys could still do it if you wanted to. See why.
Yeah. Look at Eddie trying to push you guys into a lawsuit.
I know, like, right? Look at this.
You're such a bad influence.
I'll get you in the paper. Press.
On air.
No, that's awesome. You guys sound amazing.
Thanks, man.
I want to play another track off your record.
Cool.
Because I like you guys, and I don't usually do that.
What?
I like these guys. What do you want to play?
He does it all the time.
I don't actually. You take that back.
I don't know what that means.
All right, go ahead. You choose.
You have the whole thing on there?
No, we only have We the Dreamers, The World Chokes Up.
Right. Well, let's play that one.
It's our new single.
This is the new single.
Well, yeah, actually, I played the single. Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, sense.
Yeah, Eddie.
We teased it at the beginning.
What the hell?
I didn't tease it.
Is this the world premiere of the single?
Well, do it with like your famous radio.
I don't have a single. I have a voice for newspaper.
Yeah, you do your famous newspaper voice.
I have a face for radio and a voice for newspaper.
Do your famous newspaper voice.
Here we go. We the Dreamers. The World Chokes Up.
Picture of your eyes in my head, I played it over and over again. I watch you change every day, could be the sweetest trait. Now I have at least 100 times that I could reference a face. I'm balanced on the edge of the world. Where I found my girl. She finds life in the sun, and where the world chokes up, I think I love her. She was eclipsed, I was starved. Oh, I could tell that she needed the sun. She held me seated. Bit of myself is falling in line. Empty air has shown me what it's like. Dreams on your Plutoid path. Now everything is yellow and lilac. As I'm balanced on the edge of the world. Thank you.
debut, Eddie.
We the Dreamers.
We the Dreamers. What was the name of the song?
That's The World Chokes Up.
The World Chokes Up. And so does Eddie.
That's the official world debut.
That should be the little tagline.
Eddie Chokes Up. I don't know what that means.
Eddie Chokes Up.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I think that's a sound
effect. We know what it means, Eddie. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Eddie chokes on everyone in the world.
Ooh, burn!
No, they're choking up.
I don't understand that burn. Hey. I don't understand any of these burns.
Oh, Eddie. Studio audience is getting mad.
God damn it!
When are you releasing this single one more time?
December 1st.
Friday. Where can people get it?
Everywhere.
iTunes, all that stuff.
Global Spotify. Distribution.
Nice.
Yeah, you can even just ask us and we'll just,
hand it over.
Do something. I don't know. We'll do something. Just ask us about it and we'll tell you something about it.
I like that.
Do you guys have a website? Or?
Yeah, it's WeThedreamersMusic.com.
Nice.
Because WeThedreamers.com is a boutique clothing brand. It's like women's leggings.
We'll go out of business, don't worry. Then you'll have it.
Eddie just says, just take their website.
Yeah, take the Dreamers.
.net. Is .net available? WeThedreamers.net?
Oh, man, I'd hate that.
.biz?
.net.
Yeah, we don't need those dot netters.
Dot info.
Dot that's US.
Like, that's like slumming it.
Dot net's like officially like just like low class.
You guys could be the thing that brings it.
Yeah.
Brings it up, gives it the line.
Makes it the new .com.
Just think about like YouTube.net.
I would say as a small indie band, we should start off at a .net and gradually build up.
Get to
.tv
or whatever.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
I like it.
Room for growth.
How about maybe start with .org and then get to
there you go. Okay.
Then you really show the evolution.
We'll hang out with the copyright office.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Well, guys,
they're gov.
You sounded awesome. That honestly, I love showcasing new
good
bands.
Stuff.
And I love when new bands can play and write and sing. It's just a lot of bands. Sometimes I can't. So,
I get you.
Man, there's nothing that makes me happier than seeing that. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with your single, December 1st. WeThedreamersMusic.com.
Yep, that's it.
Not to be confused with
WeThedreamers.
The small boutique agency that does.
I'm just joking. But yeah, good luck with your single.
Thank you very much.
We're going to have you guys back. But we wish you all the best.
For sure, man.
And we won't tell anybody about your private rooftop show in Malibu.
Thank you. I mean, you can tell the world. So they'll
crash it.
Like, mad.
It's 1-1-4-3-9. Well, we'll see you guys next week. On behalf of Eddie and I, we hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving. And gobble, gobble, gobble for next year.
Bye.
Bye.